This podcast is brought to you by Ukwazi Mining, bringing relevant mining, engineering, and strategic consultancy services to a dynamic industry. Friday, November 27, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon de Rehove. Making headlines today. Jilted aircraft manufacturer Airbus is strengthening its ties with South Africa, not seeking to sever them, the company said. This was in response to a French news report that its parent, EADS, was ready to retaliate against South Africa after the country cancelled a multi-billion rand contract to buy Airbus military planes. Airbus spokesperson Lyndon Burns says that there are currently no plans to withdraw work packages from South Africa. Earlier this month, South Africa cancelled its order for 8 A400M military transporters, citing cost escalations. It was a fresh blow to the A400M program, which was already 3 years behind schedule. The African Development Bank has loaned South African state-owned utility Eskom 1.86 billion euros to finance the construction of the Medupi power project. The bank says that the 4,800 megawatt Medupi power plant will significantly boost the energy capacity of South Africa and the Southern African region. Medupi is in South Africa's northern Limpopo province and is expected to be commissioned by February 2012. Also making headlines, sub-Saharan road freight costs are 200% more expensive than the rest of the world. Norway sees South Africa as a significant potential future supplier of products to the Norwegian market. China unveils its carbon target ahead of Copenhagen. And the French Development Agency injects 20 million euro into South Africa's affordable housing sector. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.